Radio.
Leading the New Evangelization, an interview with Father Robert Barron. The Very Reverend Robert Barron is founder of the global ministry Word on Fire, rector of Mundelaine Seminary in the Archdiocese of Chicago, and creator of the award-winning documentary series Catholicism. Luke caught up with Father Barron to find out what he's up to next.
Thank you very much for joining me today, Father Robert Barron.
You're welcome.
Your original series, which was called Catholicism, that was described by George Weigel as the most important media project in the history of the Catholic Church in America, which is a very big acclamation for you there. What inspired you to create the series, and what's been the response?
Yeah, well, the inspiration goes back many years, really, when I started doing work in media. I was doing sermons on the radio, and I was doing some videos and some podcasting. And all that time, I thought, well, what would be the biggest and best way to use this these new media? And I thought, well, how about a major world-spanning documentary that would tell the story of Catholicism, but also would show it? So I had that as just kind of a grand idea. I brought it before our board. So my Word on Fire is my media ministry, and we have a board of directors. And I told them, I said, here's something I'm dreaming about. And they said, well, you should drop whatever else you're doing and do that. So we took it then to Cardinal George, my boss here in Chicago, and he said, yes, I'll give you permission to do that. And then we took it from there. But it was just kind of the idea to, why not do the biggest and best project we can possibly do? And then, thank God, we got a lot of people to support us financially, because we had to raise about $3 million to make this possible. And we just did it through a lot of begging, and we got the project off the ground.
And what's been the response there to that so far?
Yeah, well, thank God, it's been wonderful. It's been overwhelming. The series has sold very well. The money we've made from that has kept Word on Fire going. I can employ about 10 people now, so we keep the ministry very much alive. It's been used all over the United States in parishes, RCIA programs, catechetical programs. It's been in high schools and universities. So we've just been overwhelmed, thrilled by the way it's been used.
Now, of course, you're not finished with the Catholicism series, as you have Catholicism, the New Evangelization, coming out very soon.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, that project was born in your home country. I was invited to Australia in the spring of 2012 and to appear at the campuses of the Catholic University of Australia, or Australian Catholic University, I think it's called, and to kind of roll out the series, to talk about it, to present it. So I went over to Australia, and we brought the film crew along that made the Catholicism series. And I said, well, just, film me, but also let's talk to some church leaders. Let's talk to people on the ground. Let's talk to representatives of the secular society. And so we did that. And we spent 2 weeks. I went to began in Melbourne and went to Sydney, Ballarat, Brisbane, Canberra. It's all over Australia. And we film widely. Then about a month later, I went to England for the same kind of thing. It was a 2-week stay. We filmed my talks, but a lot of other people as well. And then we weren't quite sure what we would do with all this film, but we brought it home and then talked to a number of people in the States, cultural commentators, church leaders, and then we put it together along the lines of a talk that I've given on the new evangelization, and we kind of put the pieces together, and I think made a fascinating little documentary. It's only an hour and a half long. It's not like the Catholicism series, which is 10 hours and 10 segments. This is 3 half-hour segments, roughly. But, it's a look at 3 very secular societies, the U.S., Australia, and England, and how the church is making its way and doing the work of evangelization. So I hope people find it interesting.
Yeah. Now, of course, this series, as with the last series, seems to be taking a very, educational approach, a formation approach. But what I want to know is, what have you learned from making this series and the previous series?
Oh, gosh, it would take me probably all night to say what I've learned. From the first series, I learned an awful lot about the global church. I was, of course, born and raised in the United States. I studied here, but also in Europe and in Rome and Paris. So my formation was very much of a Western sort of formation. The series brought us, first to the Holy Land and we went, of course, around Europe, but also, you know, to Istanbul. We made it to Uganda. We were in Calcutta. We were in Mexico and the Philippines. And those were great experiences for me, to see the global church and to hear very different voices. You know, and you know that, of course, Australia being kind of broadly part of the Western world, we have a certain set of questions that preoccupy us. They're not the ones that preoccupy the rest of the world necessarily. And that to me was very educational, interesting. So I think that was a big part of the learning from the first one. The second one, I was delighted to see the number of people on the ground. So in places like Australia and England, to see ordinary Catholics who are doing kind of extraordinary things for the new evangelization, that was very moving to me and very educational.
You said that in the first series, the questions that preoccupy our minds are not necessarily the questions that preoccupy mm-hmm. the minds of people, say, in the church in Africa or Asia.
Yeah.
It can seem often that way with the church, or with the lack of church, sorry, in the secular world, that they can almost seem like a continent away. What are those questions that are preoccupying their minds?
Well, as you suggest, I think what's preoccupying us are largely questions of sex and authority. I think since Vatican II, it's, you know, what's sexually permitted, and then who has authority in the church. I think those are the dominant questions. But other parts of the world, they're much more fundamental questions, you might say. Questions of Christian identity vis-a-vis a tribal culture. Christianity kind of emerging out of more primal forms of religion. Christianity facing Islam. You know, so go in much parts of the Middle East and Africa, you have the confrontation with Islam, often a jihadist or aggressive Islam. So those questions, in some ways, more fundamental. They're more about the basics and the survival of the church, where ours are largely, as I say, sex and authority issues. You know, in Africa, to me, it was fascinating because Jesus, the very biblical Jesus, I would say, is front and center, by which I mean the Jesus who performs miracles, who exorcises demons, who is a kind of cosmic supernatural warrior. Where, you know, in the West, we tend to think of Jesus, if we do at all, as sort of a, you know, spiritual teacher, someone who has wise things to say about spiritual life, a kind of philosopher. Well, in other parts of the world, Jesus as a densely biblical figure, this cosmic savior, is much more on display. Those are a couple of examples, I think, of the differences.
Hmm. Can we learn anything from the questions and the approach of evangelizing in the developing world in addressing the secular world?
Oh, I think so. I mean, that's what preoccupies us, is the conversation with the secular world. And, you know, what I picked up across the board in those three countries I mentioned, especially in our country, is the tired quality of secularism. It's a dominant ideology in many ways, but I think it'll always consume itself because we know this, that the heart is restless till it rests in God, that we've been wired for God, destined for God. So secularism, which tries to exclude God from the conversation, will eventually fall apart because it's antipathetic to the deepest longings of the human heart. So I think that's what the most effective evangelists have learned, what they can teach us, is the secular culture is finally kind of at war with itself. When you shut down the transcendent, that culture will implode eventually because we're wired for the transcendent. That's what I always pick up in these dialogues with secularism.
So, of course, watching this series that will be coming out soon will probably help us in addressing those problems of the secular world and the questions that they have.
Mm-hmm.
What are you really hoping that people will gain from the series?
I hope they first gain a sense of what the new evangelization is. So you hear the term a lot, you know, but what exactly does it mean? We use as a structure for the series, John Paul II's speech, where he said, the new evangelization is like the old evangelization, it's declaring Jesus as Lord. But it's new, he said, in ardor, it's new in expression, and it's new in method. So that's the structure of the three parts of our series. So I hope people get that, they understand what's distinctive about it. Secondly, I hope they understand what are some of these new expressions that will help us engage the contemporary society. So in part two of the series, that's what I talk about. I talk about what are the blocks in the secular culture that have to be addressed by a creative evangelist. So I hope they learn that. The third part is about methods. So what are the methods being used now to propagate the gospel? And here I'm talking about the new media, largely. How do you use those? Who's using them effectively? I hope people learn a lot from that, too.
So if people want to know more about Catholicism, the new evangelization, or about yourself, where can they head?
Yeah, head to wordonfire.org, which is my website, wordonfire, all one word, .org, and that will give you all the information you want, both about me and my work, you know, sending you links to other things. But we have a whole page, of course, dedicated to this new series. You can order it right there. We have a strong connection to Australia now, which we established when the last series came out. So it's easy for Australians to order. It's easy to get things shipped there.
Excellent. Well, thank you once again for joining me today, Father Robert Barron. And I really hope that and pray that this series goes well and takes off and that we can take the lessons from that into our own evangelization efforts.
God bless you. Thank you for having me. My pleasure.
That was an interview with Father Robert Barron on leading the new evangelization. To find out more about the Catholicism series, visit wordonfire.org. For more interviews, talks, and shows, visit cradio.org.au.